Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedis may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedis because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
All years credit card debt, and the hassle of it is the different due dates and the multiple credit cards, not to mention the compounding interest upon interest if you're just paying minimum. So don't do that. That's a loser's game. Get a handle on it. Consolidate your debt with an unsecured loan through Avant. Avant makes borrowing simple and convenient. It's not the way it used to be where you've got to drag yourself down to a bank branch with all sorts of documents and triplicate. This is all online. It's one loan, it's a single monthly payment, and zero hassles. You simply go to avantoffer.com, you complete your application in minutes, the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. And right now, there is this. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So start the year off right. Go to avantoffer.com and enter promo code SCORE. You can get all the information you need at avantoffer.com, but don't forget, when prompted for the promo code, it's SCORE, S-C-O-R-E, avantoffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. Funds are generally deposited via ACH for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Thursdays. No matter how bad things get.
You told me you were broke.
Emotionally.
No matter how low you feel.
I'm just counting my blessings. I'm at zero.
You can always count on mom.
I'm not going to look at my daughter's failure as my failure.
I can't wait to put you in a home.
Anna Faris and Emmy Award winner Allison Janney star.
Did you ever consider that there might be people in this world who are kind?
I used to think that. And then I turned 9.
Mom. CBS Thursdays.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken, but what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
com.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
Let's go!
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipek.
There he is!
Hey, there I am. 2 days after the Bears lost their offensive coordinator, they've got another one now as the team announced today that Dowell Loggins will succeed Adam Gase. Loggins, who was the Bears quarterback's coach last season, also served as the Tennessee Titans offensive coordinator briefly in 2013. The Bulls will host the Washington Wizards at the United Center tonight, looking to get back on track after their loss Saturday in Atlanta. Head coach Fred Hoiberg says that Joakim Noah will be active and ready to go tonight.
We'll ease him back in. No actual minute restrictions per se, but we'll be a little bit careful with him out there.
Noah has not played since injuring his shoulder on December 21st. The Bulls' winning streak came to an end on Saturday, but the Blackhawks' winning streak continues as they won their seventh straight game last night. Marian Hossa and Patrick Kane each had two goals in the 6-3 win over Colorado. The Hawks look to make it 8 in a row tomorrow night as they host the new-look Nashville Predators. College football championship tonight, 13-1 Bama and 14-1 Clemson kick off at 7:30. Alabama head coach Nick Saban is looking for his fifth national title. NFL divisional playoff games all set for next weekend. Green Bay at Arizona and Seattle at Carolina in the NFC. In Kansas City, New England, and Pittsburgh at Denver in the AFC. You can hear every game right here on 670 The Score. Great news for baseball fans today, as the White Sox have announced that pitchers and catchers will report on February 19th, and the Cubs will hold their first workouts one day later. Join 670 The Score at the sold-out 2016 Cubs convention, broadcasting live from the Sheraton Chicago Hotel on Friday from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. to kick off the first day of the convention. Spiegel and Goff, Boers and Bernstein, and Lawrence Holmes will keep you updated all day long, expecting visits from current players and members of the front office. The new home of the Chicago Cubs has you covered. I'm Kevin Zepak, and you are listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Boers and Bernstein.
This is real radio.
Pete Futak, a little college football hit.
This is sort of a finesse Clemson team, yeah. And that's not a positive. The offensive line is not going to
maul you.
It's going to have to do it by being tricky and finesse. Lots of quick passes to the outside. My concern is you're not running up the middle on this front three. So the only way it works is to go outside. And as soon as you go east-west on this group, and you're going to see these guys flying around the ball. I hope I'm missing this. I'm hoping there's something really basic. I hope tomorrow we're talking and we're saying, wow, how did we not see that Clemson was just that good and all that? I just don't know if Alabama, guys, I don't mean to disrupt you, but Tim Tebow just walked by me. I don't know if you can hear his presence across the phone.
Wow, it's coming via osmosis. It's
rubbing shoulders with the Giants.
Yeah, I'm very, very excited about it. I was really excited. I'm excited. I was excited about it, and that would be exciting for me.
Boers and Bernstein.
I live in the city. I listen to you guys a lot.
Oh, that's bad for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
Orlando, Florida. This is Verby on the Score.
I have reference to do to the Bears' draft choices on one side of the ball for this upcoming draft, and I think it should all be on defense. Defense. That division that the Bears, the Lions, the Vikings, and the Packers was synonymous with, black and blue.
Okay, let's see. We got to get out of the past.
I'm just old school. I like defense. Defense wins games, and defense wins.
So does offense.
Oh, no.
No one said the job was supposed to be easy.
No one said it's supposed to be that hard, neither.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I think that perfectly sums up how it's going today on Boers and Bernstein, our friend in Orlando. a little strange.
A little odd.
312-644-6767. You want to hop in? I don't know how you follow that, but he believes in defense. I, too, believe in defense.
Yeah, I do, too. But
I believe in defense.
I believe in offense, special teams, and Jim Tomsula's fourth phase, which is life.
The ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm emails us to say, did you notice yesterday how Minnesota Vikings fans react to officials' calls that are not in their favor? There isn't a valid call against the Vikings ever, or so you'd think by listening to their reaction Sunday. Sure, every fan base has this myopia to a degree, but the outright anger and incredulity shown by Vikings fans reminds me of the worst meatballs who grace Soldier Field every fall for 8 games. This is usually a sign of a lack of real football knowledge. You know, something else was going on yesterday that I want to say it was Dan Wetzel on Twitter who pointed this out, that there was an unusual attentiveness from that crowd. I did notice reactions to everything, loud reactions to everything that was going on. And he speculated that the reason was it was so cold that people weren't on their phones. That it was cold enough that people kept their hands bundled up, that they weren't bothering with their smartphones and their tablets, and they weren't bothering to constantly be looking down. They're not checking their fantasy stuff. They're not texting. They're not doing all that. That because it was so cold, they were actually keeping their eyes focused on the game in front of them. And I found that really interesting to think about.
I think that's true. See, that's the only reason. I don't really have a dog in that fight at all, but I really thought under those conditions it's going to be interesting. I don't know why, but under those conditions, when you hear it, when you know what it's going to be, that's a must watch. They're playing in that. I'm watching.
Well, I'm watching for if I can see Hub.
Yeah.
And hear Hub.
But I thought, well, that it's going to be, and it was. It turned out to be exactly that, did it not? I mean, it was, you know.
Hard-hitting, well-played football game. And then at the end, that
happened. That happened. Oof, boy, oh boy, that's god-awful. And I'm mad at Robbie Gould. I probably shouldn't be. But that is as pure a choke you're ever going to see in a game.
The snap, the kick is up. It's no good! Are you kidding me? It's no good! Oh, baby, it's Christmas in Minnesota, and the Seahawks have dodged a bullet from 26 yards out. Matt Blair misses. Blair Walsh, I beg your pardon.
Quit yelling.
Matt Blair? Isn't that the former linebacker? The old Minnesota linebacker, right?
Matt Blair misses. Walsh, I beg your pardon.
Was it with Carl Eller and Matt? Wasn't Matt Blair the other guy behind Alan Page?
I think maybe he was. Yeah, I think
yeah, wasn't it? That's why he missed, because he wasn't a kicker.
That's 65
yeah, and he's old, right? No wonder. They should have had Blair Walsh out there.
The minute you start a game with Bud Grant out there in his short sleeves and you know, stooped old Bud Grant coming down the stretch, I mean, come on now. That's the way you start a playoff game. Playoff game should start that way.
You guys remember, I'm going to have my picks on Friday for the divisional series, divisional games, because if you remember on Friday what I said, that the Chiefs-Texans game was going to be the best game of the weekend.
Okay.
I also said that the Seahawks, they're unbeatable, that they won't get touched.
Well, it turns out you're right so far.
Well, I know. 10-9, right? Is that the score?
It's the score.
I wouldn't really say that's unbeatable.
Matt Blair, outside linebacker for the Vikings for all 12 seasons of his career.
How old is he now?
1974 to 1985.
Oh. 65.
He is currently 65 years old. That's an odd thing to call him Matt Blair.
It's just something in his head.
I know. It happens to the best of us.
Who's Matt Walsh?
Matt Walsh?
Who's that?
Is that an actor?
I don't know. Is it? It's somebody, isn't it? Isn't Matt Walsh or somebody?
Well, check.
Why?
Well, because I think he might have had Matt Walsh in his head. Blair Walsh, Blair.
There's a former NBA player named Matt Walsh.
Mm.
There's a comedian, an actor named Matt Walsh, who was born in 1964.
Maybe that's who he was thinking of.
There is a British Olympic cyclist.
That's it.
Yeah, Matt, he was this guy.
And there was the former Patriots employee who was involved in the 2007 NFL videotaping controversy.
Oh no, he's
pretty
from
busy
Veep.
For
that
one.
Guy's great.
Yeah,
actually.
Yeah, he's pretty busy.
Matt Walsh, he's outstanding on Veep.
Pretty busy.
He's great.
But he didn't say Matt Walsh.
I know, but he was probably thinking about him.
Matt Blair misses. Blair Walsh, I beg your pardon.
And then he got the names confused.
Matt Blair. All right.
Wow. Hey, did you watch the Golden Globes? You guys talk about that yet on the show?
Much of it,
listening.
Yeah.
Most of the show you've been talking about it?
No.
No, I watched much of it.
Oh. Well, no, I just said because I didn't know. I didn't want to bring it up if you guys already talked about it. You see Denzel got that lifetime achievement?
Saw that.
You see how long he's been married for?
He's been married
since?
1983.
Yeah.
83!
There you go. And I just want to figure out what's happened to Quentin Tarantino and when he turned into Richard Keene.
Oh, too drinky.
But the look, though.
Yeah, but does that make your face fall?
That's what I mean.
Well, I think it makes you into bad decisions. Like, you decide to have plastic surgery or
something happened. He looks like Richard Keel in The Longest Yard.
That's great.
I don't know what happened to him. And he's completely sloshed up there, too.
Best acceptance speech of the night was Sly Stallone.
Yeah, well, I was very happy for
him. He was the best. Oh, yeah, so was I. He was the best.
His imaginary friend.
And what's with
friend?
All the... I mean... Like, they need to put it on a cable network where you can hear the swearing. Nine times it was censored.
Yeah, somewhere on Twitter you can actually watch the uncut.
Oh, you can?
Everything, yeah.
So I want to hear the whole Mel Gibson stuff. That was great. Uncomfortable and great.
It was really uncomfortable.
Yeah, great.
Well, I mean, look, if you hire Ricky Gervais, that's what you get.
Yeah.
And they keep hiring him.
That compliment he gave Mel Gibson was great.
How about what he said about Matt Damon? You see that? When he introduced Matt Damon as the only person left that Ben Affleck hasn't been unfaithful to. And he was suppressing a laugh too, which is the best part, was he came out there and of course, you know, he's so composed, but you could tell he's kind of like looking over there like, geez, man. And he clearly thought it was funny. There's also a moment when Lady Gaga walks up and accidentally hits Leonardo DiCaprio in the back of the head.
No, I think that was interpreted incorrectly because he was talking to someone that was closer to the stage because he was given like a smile and a point, and she walked behind him and her elbow brushed into him.
Right.
And then he got kind of startled and saw that it was her going walking up to accept the award. But then
he gave an eye roll like, oh, check that out. Okay, sure.
I don't think it was an eye roll. I think it was like, oh, I just got caught on camera. I think he knew he got caught. I think people tried to make something negative out of it. And it wasn't. Although it was interesting though that the producers, they cut from Lady Gaga's speech, which you don't cut from a speech, to show Queen Latifah.
Yeah,
she was having a conversation about something. And they deliberately went to her to get her on camera, which is odd.
In the middle of the speech.
In the middle of the speech.
Yeah, I thought that was strange, too.
Yeah. They wanted to show her, like, if she... Because she was up for the award, too. And so I don't know if there was something going on, and she was making comments about... But they wanted something to be there. Because you never cut from a speech.
What did Lady Gaga win?
Acting performance on... Was American Horror?
Yeah, American Horror Story Hotel.
The Hotel.
What?
I don't know what was the category. It wasn't like best supporting actor.
No,
was it?
It was best performance in a miniseries or television.
By a singer
movie.
Turned songwriter turned actor.
Turned rancher turned dancer.
Mm-hmm. Friend of Tony Bennett.
That's what she won for. Best friend of Tony Bennett.
For maintaining Tony Bennett's earthly existence. I really can't stay. Baby, it's cold outside.
Sometimes she's really pretty.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Like, I think she looks good in that commercial with Tony.
Nothing there.
Was it Barnes & Noble's, maybe? Barnes & Noble?
Don't ask him. Don't ask him. He's not sure. But
well, you mean her or him?
No, him.
Oh.
That's close to being not here anymore. But...
Well, he's like 110, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm having a great, great, great time.
Skypoint Joe Dredge.
Did he die?
No.
Hey, why are you skypointing him?
Oh, yeah. He's always looking down at us from above. You didn't know that?
He's
like up there in the ducts.
He's in the ceiling tiles. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah. Hey, somebody get another lunch?
Oh, hey, Terry, when you watch Making a Murderer, you're going to love it because it'll give you a really good, clean idea of what the community that Joe Dredge lives in Rockford.
Oh, there's a... Okay.
It's in Rockford?
No, it's in Manitowoc County in Wisconsin.
Well, that's where the manometer is.
Which, to my knowledge, is basically Rockford.
Basically Rockford.
Manitowoc
North.
County, yes. Rockford, same thing.
Okay.
But northern Wisconsin, like that, you get up there, people are odd.
It's not even and northern Wisconsin. Rockford,
well, it's near Green Bay, right? Manitowoc?
Yeah.
It's between Milwaukee and Green Bay, right?
Yeah, because there was some Green Bay
I
stuff.
I basically
could
drive to this area where they filmed it in like an hour from where I live, and that's not good.
But every phone conversation is, yeah.
It's Wisconsin.
I know, but they're so far north.
But it's like a different planet. I didn't think it was that bad.
Duh. Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yes. Have you ever been to a Packer game?
I mean, you know, like, in this, I haven't.
That's a road trip, Matty. If you've not been to a Packer
game, I'm good.
You would like it.
You know, as much as sports is life, I like being at home watching it on my Xfinity system from X1 there. But the...
Nice plug. Nicely done.
I've never seen... Like, it's a 10-part documentary, Terry.
Yeah.
And you're going to see more women wearing leather, like, race car jackets than you ever will in your life anywhere else. It's amazing.
That's what they wear.
It's amazing.
That's real. That's...
Well, we need to do something to get them out of this country, then. Wisconsin? Well, needs to be a separate part. Like, maybe...
Idaho?
Can we add... Wisconsin and Idaho to Canada?
We had one trip covering a Bears-Packers game where I was staying in Appleton.
That's where we stay too, yeah.
And there was a bar across the street from the hotel, this sort of rinky-dink bar, and I'm telling you, it's everything. When you're describing, I'm just picturing this night in this bar with those people. And there was a jukebox in there. And this one guy, this scary-looking dude, really scary, like a scowl on his face the whole time, put in a ton of money into the jukebox and played the same song
over and over and over again.
It's don't tell us what song. Can we guess?
I have to figure out the name of it. I know the artist. No, I know the artist.
Who's the artist?
The artist is David Allan Coe.
Oh! You don't call me... you don't never call me by my name? Is that what it is? That's the most popular one from that racist, dirty bastard.
It was... I don't know. I can't tell anybody, but it was like... like yelling about the hippies or something.
Oh, and he probably went a little...
It wasn't Take This Job and Shove It, but it was a really angry song over and over.
Well, most of his
over.
Are...
Did you go over there and pull the plug on him then?
What? Was it Take This Hippie and Murder Him?
Something like that. I don't know what it was. It was... Yeah, this is it. Long-Haired Redneck is the name of the song.
Terry?
I have no idea what that is. I you know what? Pull the plug on that.
Because my long hair can't cover up my red neck. I've won every fight I've ever fought. I don't need some turkey telling me that I ain't country and saying I ain't worth the damn old ticket that he bought.
Oh, that's a pretty mild David Allan Coe song, then.
I mean, calling someone a turkey, take it easy there.
The country DJs all think I'm an outlaw. They'd never come to see me in this dive where bikers stare at cowboys who are laughing at the hippies who are praying they'll get out of here alive.
That's just not good for business if someone wants to murder people in your bar.
Well, it's outlaw country. I mean, really, isn't that that's sort of the definition of outlaw country?
John Taffer would not approve of that, man.
No, not playing the same song over and over.
Over and over.
Are you not very familiar with David Allan Coe music? You should take a look at some of his other lyrics.
Well, there's like, I hate all the blacks and Jews. Isn't that one?
Yeah, I think that's actually the name of a song. I hate all the blacks and Jews.
It's an album, right?
Yep. No, that's a title.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a great song.
It's a double CD. CD one is a black CD.
We're the Boards and Birds Beat Show. You've got the score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com.
This is Doug Gottlieb with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day. There's been a lot said about the Bengals' collapse against the Steelers, but we miss on so many different topics. Martavis Bryant's touchdown probably wasn't a touchdown, even though it was an incredible catch. Two, I don't think Vontaze Burfict meant to hit Antonio Brown and nearly decapitate him, but I also know that Vontaze Burfict has to be smarter to avoid even any sort of contact during that point in time. And lastly, I don't blame Pac-Man Jones, and I don't blame Joey Porter. I blame the official for not being the adult in the room taking a breath. And though the first 15-yard penalty I probably would have thrown, I wouldn't have thrown the flag for two guys jawing back and forth in an emotional charged game in which even the fans couldn't contain themselves. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Sports fans, according to the U.S. Census Bureau, only 11% of U.S. adults have a master's degree. Become a member of this exclusive group by completing a master's in 18 months or less at the Morris Graduate School of Management. For a one-stop admission event, bring your transcript on Wednesday, January 20th to Robert Morris University's Chicago campus. RSVP at robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP. That's robertmorris.edu/masters/RSVP.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Hey, I hope you enjoyed this weekend, the football games. I did. I mean, I'm still jacked up from watching all the NFL games. I love Wild Card Weekend. I hope you do, too. You're getting ready for the big game, too, in just a couple weeks. Hey there, football friends. It's Matt Abaticola. You know, it's not too early to get excited for that big game, and Xfinity is here to help you out, football friends. Right now on NFL Network on Xfinity, you can watch 30-minute recaps of every Super Bowl ever played. Now, just the other night, I sat down in front of my TV with my X1 system, and I watched the Bears highlights in 1986 and the beating they gave the Pats. It was great to relive those memories. I also checked out Super Bowl 23, Niners over the Bengals. Great game. Since he led 13-6 going into the fourth quarter, remember that? Montana threw TDs to Rice and Taylor for the 20-16 win. One of the best games I watched in Super Bowl history. Also looked at Super Bowl 35, the half-hour recap there. My guy, how you doing? Brian Billick and his big win over the New York Giants. Now, you need to switch to Xfinity today and get the HD Premier Triple Play or get started with the X1 Double Play for just $89.99 a month for 2 full years. Now, the offer ends 3/31/16. Certain restrictions and requirements apply. So call today. Don't wait. You can get involved in the recaps of the Super Bowls and get ready for the big game coming up in a couple weeks. Just call 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-476-0793. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-476-0793.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
CBS Monday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Monday, or stream it live or on demand. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Let's check in with Hub Arkish.
Well, Kevin, I'm standing by the thermometer. The temperature right now, 6 below here on the field. Kevin, we're early in the game, but so far the weather not a factor. The Vikings offensive players come right to the bench, but it's a heated bench. Actually, these are not the big blowers that you're used to where guys are lining up in front of them. It's being blown through the bench. Adrian Peterson made his way right to the heater. On the Seattle sideline so far, even though they're still in the shade, don't seem affected yet. One of the thing to keep an eye on, guys, the sun is coming up over the east side of the stadium, about a quarter of the field in sun right now. By halftime, the entire field should be in the sun. It is impossible to see looking up into the sky. Receivers are going to have trouble once this field is all in the sun.
Now, that's all you need in a sideline report. Wow. That is chock full of information from a man slowly freezing to death. Did he make it out of there okay?
He must have. I haven't heard any different.
Okay, well, it's possible.
He's waiting for the sun to cover the field. That's the only reason. I mean, because of the weather. It's the only reason I watch it.
Yeah, you know
me. Those things are always entertaining.
I don't need any of that.
No, they're always entertaining. Some things I don't, you know, the rain in Cincinnati didn't do much for me. But when it's cold, I don't what it is. It's good.
Bud Grant in a golf shirt.
In a golf shirt.
You said we were going golfing. This isn't golf.
But you're like 90 years old. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to put you in your Viking short sleeve shirt, and we're gonna run you across the field.
Was he out there the whole game like that?
No, I think he. No, I think he was covered up after that with dirt. I not no. It's my guy.
I just pictured there the whole time. Somebody give me another beer. You said we were going golfing. When do we play golf? It's too damn cold. I'm hungry.
My guy Bud.
Yeah.
He was a something, boy. But that almost, if you hadn't said it was Bud Grant, I don't think I would have known it.
Well, he's got kind of an Uncle Tilty thing going on.
Yeah, that's right. Uncle Tilty has paid him a visit, and it's not a good one.
There he was, eschewing the sleeves to march out there with his purple-clad mates.
And that got the Vikings all fired up.
Didn't really.
Not really. But I know that I know he was still around. That much I knew. No, he did, but I knew it was a Lord
update. Is it bad that I don't even know who Bud Grant was?
Yes, that's awful. You're going to have to turn in your update credentials.
Yeah, well, Bud Grant was the legendary Vikings coach when...
Oversaw many big losses, just like that one.
Oversaw many crushing defeats.
Crushing defeats that ruin your spirit and make you want to die.
A counterpart of some longtime NFL coaching greats, when you're talking about guys, you know, Shula and George Allen and some of these names, he was right
there. He's a big timer.
Yep.
Okay, thanks. From the Score Update studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Bears have a new offensive coordinator today, as the team announced about an hour ago that last year's quarterback coach, Dowell Loggins, has been promoted to replace Adam Gase. In the team's press release, head coach John Fox said, quote, "Loggins is an excellent coach with experience as a play caller and a broad knowledge of offensive football." The Bulls are back at home tonight to take on the Washington Wizards. Head coach Fred Hoiberg says that Joakim Noah will be active and without a minutes restriction tonight. Noah has been out since injuring his left shoulder on December 21st. The Blackhawks won their seventh straight game last night, defeating Colorado 6-3 at the United Center. Patrick Kane and Marian Hossa with two goals apiece. Hawks look to make it 8 in a row tomorrow night as they host the Nashville Predators. College football national championship tonight, 13-1 Alabama and 14-0 Clemson kick off in Glendale at 7:30. Alabama in search of their 11th national title. NFL divisional playoff games for next weekend all set. Green Bay at Arizona and Seattle at Carolina are your NFC games, and it's Kansas City visiting New England and Pittsburgh at Denver in the AFC. And of course, you can hear all of those games right here on 670 The Score. Great news for baseball fans on this frigid day, as the White Sox have announced that pitchers and catchers will report on February 19th, and the Cubs will hold their first workouts one day later. It's refund season, so come into your local H&R Block office and let their experienced tax professionals help get you every dollar that you deserve. Your maximum refund is guaranteed. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
Caller number 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, wins one pair of passes to the Cubs convention at the Sheraton Grand Hotel, January 15th through the 17th. For more information or to purchase additional tickets, visit ChicagoCubsMLB.com.
Let me tell you something. This goes a line, not with this stupid guy you heard singing, this guy, but... It's an award show, I guess, the Kennedy Center Awards. Generally, you know, a lot of it is very boring because there's some people on there that just aren't all that interesting, even though they're receiving the highest honor. It's been a long time, since I've seen somebody musically just kill it. just kill it. Are you aware of what happened during that show, Aretha?
No.
Oh, my God. Because it was Carole King was being inducted, and Carole King has written songs since she was, you know, for the Shirelles, for the love of God, and going all the way back to them.
A giant.
Yeah, a Carole King,
absolute giant.
And one of her, one of the songs was Natural Woman.
Made me feel like a natural woman.
And here comes Aretha to sing it and play the piano and sing it and then sing the living bejesus out of it.
Really?
And she's 73.
Good for Aretha, because her instrument wasn't good.
I'm telling you, if you didn't see this, if you like music at all and you want to see the best singer of the 20th century, there she is.
Okay, that's a good tip. I want to find that because...
Oh, you'll love it.
My problem is I just can't trust anything anymore. I can't trust that any vocal performance that I hear is real.
I know what you're saying.
That it isn't something somehow in real time being run through any kind of computer. I don't know what's raw and real.
I get you.
I trust that Aretha would tell anybody trying to do that to her to get the hell out of there.
I'm sure she would have. I have never, all the time that I've seen her perform, and there have been a number of things over the years, she's been here, she was for a long time, she was everywhere in every show. I've never seen her play the piano before. Even Carole King.
Wait, Aretha played the piano? Yeah,
even Carole King said to somebody with her, she's playing the piano. She was going out of her mind because she was, I mean, she's playing Natural Woman. She's playing the piano while she's singing it. And she is killing it. And she continues to kill it. It's like a 5-minute version
of it. I've never seen her play the piano once.
Not only did she do this, she made the president cry. She was so good.
Wow.
Okay. It's, you know, I'm sure your friends at YouTube, have that.
Okay.
That is, I'm telling you.
That's quite a tip.
That is something.
I will definitely check that out.
Because the last thing, I'm with you. The last thing I expected at 73 years old was for her to knock it out of the park. I didn't expect that.
And maybe it would just be good enough. And
Yes. Her version, you know, Dynamite. I'm telling you, you have never heard anything like this.
Yeah, and the thing is, too, if you really do, if you really research Carole King and you look at how many songs she wrote, the people she worked with,
unreal.
What her actual tree is.
It's unreal.
She's a giant.
Giant. Absolute giant.
And you know, and I think I mentioned this on the air before, but when it's called Beautiful, right? Is that the musical that's here in Chicago now? And I probably should take my daughter to give her some understanding of the debt that's owed to her from a lot of the pop stars.
Yeah, we had to give our tickets away. I couldn't make it. I was sick, and we couldn't do it. It came when I was sick. I had opening night tickets.
You did?
I did.
Did you see who wrote the great stuff in the Tribune about it? All about it? Was Blackhawks beat guy Chris Hine.
Yeah, I saw
who
that.
Who was apparently an obsessive Carole King fan.
He is. Yes, he is.
And I love it. And I DM'd him on Twitter just to say how great not only his work was on this, but I love the idea of it. I love that he can go to an editor down the hall and outside of sports and say, you've got to let me write this.
And they had identified him in his own paper.
Right. Blackhawks beat writer.
Well, it's your own paper.
But that's great, though. Yeah, that somebody would say, really I don't know if Joe Knowles would call over on his behalf or however that works, but to say, look, you've got you happen to have an obsessive Carole King fan who also happens to be an employee of your paper, you know, let him go do it. That's good. That's good work.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people realize the depth of what she did. I really don't. I mean, I think someone, you go, wait a minute, she wrote that.
Crossing eras and genres, the whole thing.
Oh.
Now, a note here from Jason LaConfora of CBS Sports said the NFL is nearing a final decision on Vontaze Burfict discipline. They're nearing. Hit was viewed as egregious, not his first offense. Suspension announcement expected. Yes.
Yes, we are for that too. Yeah, we believe that's going to happen.
Steven in Milwaukee, you're on the score. Hi, Steven.
Yes, sir. I just called in because I heard what you were saying about Carole King and Aretha Franklin. I'm a huge, huge fan of both of those ladies. Mm-hmm. And I just want to throw this in about Aretha. She is classically trained on the piano. extremely, extremely talented in that context. And also, when she was in her heyday, she did some stuff with the Muscle Shoals group down there, I believe, in Alabama. And a lot of those vintage studio recordings that she did, they tried to do a lot of, you know, fancy stuff with that. But they found that it went the best when she just sat at the piano and played. And that's what got those classic Muscle Shoals recordings going.
It was her at the piano that did that. Wow, okay.
Did you see the did you see her performance?
No, sir, I did not, but I appreciate hearing, you know, what you said about it, and I will look for it.
Oh, I'll look for it and get back to us and tell me what you think, because that is, I'm telling you, if you want to be absolutely stunned, absolutely like a gog, it's what somebody did.
So this
that's
isn't,
it.
This isn't Coco Taylor singing the anthem at a Quad Cities bowling alley, no?
My other great gift. Yeah.
That was you.
That was me. I still got it somewhere. No, it's not Coco Taylor and Peoria singing the national anthem.
Okay.
Well, that actually was the Peoria national anthem. It's a different version. It's different than everybody else. Wasn't that bad. But I'm telling you, she brings the president to tears.
Well, he's been crying all the time.
I know he is. Well, I don't blame him. I would be too. But I'm just saying that, you know, that very seldom does a performance. I mean, the entire place. I don't think anybody could believe what they were hearing. I'm telling you.
Sort of like this show.
Well, that goes without saying.
We'll say hi.
And we met the new boss today.
Yep. He's a tall man.
The tall man. I'm going to post him up.
No, you're not. He's
6'8". And I put a knee in his hiney. Because that's about all I can reach. He's a big one.
Bad matchup for you.
I'll body him. No, I won't body him. I'm not going to touch him. I'm afraid of him already.
Lawrence Holmes will join us next.
Afraid of him, too.
Log on to 670thescore.com now for a chance to win a trip to San Francisco for Super Bowl 50 weekend. See Metallica performing live the night before. Then you're off to the Super Bowl. Thanks to the Super Bowl 50 host committee presented by Salesforce. We help make your customers love you. See how at salesforce.com. Log on now to 670thescore.com and enter for your chance to win from 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
To the All Canada Show and get connected with Canada's best fishing and hunting destinations. Register to win a fantastic Canadian fishing trip. Enjoy great seminar speakers. Try our new hockey challenge game and have shore lunch with an ice cold Labatt Blue. Seniors get a discount, kids get in free, and everyone gets a free daredevil lure on opening night. January 14th through the 17th at the Pheasant Run Mega Center, St. Charles. Free parking. Details at allcanada.com.
The All Canada Show.
Called David Hochberg.
And he's just a heck of a guy to be around. Have you been around him? He's awesome.
Are you credit challenged and your low scores are prohibiting you from refinancing or purchasing a new home? Did your once excellent credit get destroyed when you lost your job when the economy hit the skids? Get tired of living in your parents' basement? Or are you tired of having your kid live in your basement? If you answered yes to any of these questions, listen up. David's having a special offer to help you understand and enhance your credit scores. Everybody selected will have their credit pulled for free and will work with a professional loan officer on David's team who will give you advice to enhance your scores. To register, go to perldavid.com. That's perldavid.com. The special offer ends January 22nd. So go to perldavid.com now and register. David's helped thousands of score listeners. He will help all of those selected enhance their credit for free. But you need to go to perldavid.com to register. To learn about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358, NMLS 19186.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage?
Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
This week's most popular music. 14 years ago, 2002.
Number 3.
Mary J. Blige, Family Affair.
Number 2.
Nickelback, How You Remind Me.
When this is how you remind me.
And the number 1 song this week, 14 years ago in 2002. Usher, You Got It Bad.
You got it bad.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
Ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays, only CBS.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And the Shift Change is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join the Chicago Wolves for Craft Beer Flight Night this Friday at Allstate Arena at 7 versus rival Iowa. At 5:45 on Chicago Sports Radio 670. Let's go. My two favorite words in show business.
Laquan Treadmill.
I do like Laquan Treadmill.
What a home!
Has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Yeah, he's right down the street from you, Terry.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
The top 10 pick right there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. First wide receiver off the board.
He should be. And if it wouldn't have been for that injury against, was it Auburn?
Auburn.
The Auburn game.
Got
where
him right at the 1 yard line. Yeah. It was unbelievable
like,
player.
That ended up like ruining Ole Miss's season because he fumbles on that play.
That's correct.
He breaks his leg. So he's gone for the rest of the season. They go from what? Undefeated to then losing 3 games mm-hmm. in a row or something like that.
He fumbled as they broke his leg and did something else too. Besides, it was like a double whammy on him, that tackle, just the way it happened because it bent it in an odd way. It was really quite something. And he worked his ass off to get back and play this year.
His definition of the horse collar tackle, by the way, like what you fear the most when you see people mm-hmm. do that. What happened to Laquan Treadwell is exactly what they're trying not to have happen.
And we've got the big game tonight. You've got a big show tonight.
Yeah. Big show.
I wasn't quite sure what was going on out in the hallway here, but it sounds really cool what you arranged.
Yeah, I talked with Norm Weiner, the program director of WXRT, one, because he's one of my favorite people, but I'm also a big David Bowie fan. Terry, I know that you're not.
I'm not, no.
But I emailed Norm this morning, and I said, could you maybe talk with me about David Bowie? And he said, sure. So he came down, and the conversation, which I was expecting to be 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, turned into 25 minutes, and it's great. So I'm looking forward to people.
Well, I mean, Norm's been part of the music scene for so many different Bowie incarnations.
Exactly.
And it's not, I read one comment today that someone said that it seems like you're reading multiple obituaries because so many different personae died.
Yeah. He told a phenomenal story about what happened with David Bowie kind of becoming a surrogate father to Sean Lennon after John Lennon was murdered. It's really, really good. Like, I'm like trying to come down from the conversation because it's great. Like, I like when I get people in studio.
Didn't John Lennon help write Heroes? One of the songs they were tight.
So it's that's probably the case. They were tight. And then, you know, the Iggy Pop and how close Iggy Pop and David Bowie were. And we talked about, talked about a lot of stuff. So,
And Norm, I mean, talk about music scene. He goes all the way back. He could call him Der Bingle. I mean, that's what we're talking about with Norm.
Brian Eno is the other writing credit. I'll find there was a song where I thought.
Is there anything he didn't have something to do with Brian Eno?
Yeah, his hands were in a lot.
Is there anything
of
he didn't do? He didn't have something to do with that guy? Brian Eno.
Brian Eno, who wrote the Microsoft tone, right? Isn't that right?
I did not know that.
Or is it Apple? One of the computer tones when you turn on the computer is Brian Eno. It might be Apple.
Huh.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
It's a crossword puzzle clue.
Yeah, everything. He's in everything. Well, I finally looked him up because I got tired of, I knew the name. And then I checked it. That's an oh my God.
Another guy who's connected to everything.
Yes. Connected to everything.
Oh, Fame. The song Fame. Co-written by John Lennon.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. The stuff you learn.
Number one on the Billboard Hot 100 in September of 1975.
One of my favorites from Bowie.
After he moved to Los Angeles and discovered cocaine.
Well, I mean, and that's...
Did you go there to find it?
Well, no, he wasn't into it until he got out in L.A., that whole thing.
He didn't actually discover it. It wasn't in the gold.
He wasn't with El Chapo.
El Chapo under his drive. Yeah. Holy God.
Can I ask you guys... That was the new Bears offensive coordinator for a moment. I thought they just shaved El Chapo's mustache and gave him the job.
They're about the same height, so...
There they are.
Really?
Dal Logan's little dude, like me. Yeah.
And we were doing his celebrity mix, and mostly Nathan Lane with a little Patton Oswalt and some Oliver Platt.
That's pretty good. You need someone a little more Southern, though.
Well, not in the look.
No, I'm saying in the sound.
Oh, like, the sound. Yeah, he's full blown Arkansas.
You need
there.
A little more. And interesting path, because he was playing quarterback at Arkansas while Cutler was playing quarterback. Well, he was on the team at Arkansas while Cutler was playing quarterback at Vandy.
Okay.
And they have a really tight relationship. Now, I'd heard some people say it won't be Loggins last week, and I heard some people told me that it's totally going to be him. So I do know that there's a familiarity and a comfort level with Jay.
Sure.
And I think that played a huge role in Loggins being promoted.
No doubt.
That the system is the system, and John Fox made that very clear.
Yeah.
Last week.
I said, Lorsch, you got the hottest candidate that teams couldn't wait to get into their building and talk to him. You had the hottest offensive candidate in this mix because the rest of them are all just turds. And you bring him in and everybody wanted him.
Hugh Jackson is probably...
Hugh Jackson!
That's a guy that people want.
Yeah, I know, but you can have him.
I always want him.
He's really smart. Offensively, he's very creative. It's whether or not he can handle the other stuff. That's the problem. That becomes the question.
So anyway, you got the hottest candidate you could possibly have, and I don't feel the Bears' offense will suffer.
Yeah, that's the hope that that you don't have what the year two kind of step backwards with Jay Cutler.
Yep.
That they're and I look at it as he did this with nothing. He did this. With Cameron Meredith playing wide receiver.
I know.
He did this with Alshon Jeffrey playing 9 games this year.
Not to mention what was going on in the offensive line, where some of these games, Hronis Grassou, who's not really ready for prime time, is forced into
action. He's ready to be run over.
And Martellus Bennett being ineffective or injured. I mean, there's a lot to be excited about when you look at Jay Cutler's season, and you hope that if he can be that player next year... Hopefully, we'll figure out what they've got in Kevin White and that he's a compliment. And I expect that they'll probably franchise Alshon Jeffrey.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I know they'll threaten to, but that hammer's always there. See, I also think, too...
I don't think it's a terrible option for them, honestly.
I think it's unfair to Jay Cutler to assume that Adam Gase is 100% responsible for fixing him.
Right.
It's very possible that Jay Cutler is just finally better.
Well, quarterbacks are playing later into their careers. At least the good ones are playing later into their careers.
Yep.
So we'll do some Bears. We'll do some crazy wild card stuff. Oof. Whoa, boy. We'll do a little college football preview. We'll do some baseball, the Tom Rickett stuff. I don't know if you guys heard the interview, but it was... He is very compassionate to those who have used performance-enhancing drugs. He had a very interesting comment about it.
Sammy's coming back into the fold. They're laying the groundwork for this. I have no doubt in my mind.
But he had some specific guidelines
meet
for that,
halfway
too.
Halfway with some contrition. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's got to figure out how to do it.
So there's a lot for us to discuss.
It's very hard for them to find a way to frame all this when Manny is your beloved minor league hitting guru.
Shift Change was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Join the Chicago Wolves for craft beer flight night this Friday at Allstate Arena at 7 versus rival Iowa. Some quick thank yous. Let's get the hell out of Lawrence's way here. For the
we
love
thank
of God.
Pete Futek and Jim Suhan for joining us today.
We thank our crack production staff, Mr. Matt Abaticola.
Ben came in and relieved Landry Jones week 10 against Cleveland. And now Jones has to come into this game in relief of Ben. So.
Well, now the tables have switched.
Oh, boy.
The old switching of the tables.
I love Matt Abaticola. He is our Dale Jr., just chilling, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Yeah, and you can see these black rubber sleeves out there. And, of course, it's not raining, it's not cold, but conditions are different.
-6, making it the third coldest playoff game in NFL history.
It is cold, Chris.
Not to him.
Not to Bud, either.
Nope. We thank you for listening, calling, emailing, sexting. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming your way. Terrific as always. Have a great night. We'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Starting this spring, we are your new radio home for Cubs baseball. Listen in as Madden, Bryant, Rizzo, Arrieta, and the guys are joined by Hayward, Zobrist, and Lackey to make another run at history. And it all unfolds here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, your new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Strike three, Cubs!
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Monday, the NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Monday. We're streaming live or on demand.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
1-800-375-5418. That's 1-800-375-5418.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here.